Mike Chambers, a beat reporter for the Avalanche, writes at the Denver Post, joins us. Mike, you know, Girard, a seven-year contract, it's kind of unique, 7 years on a guy who's a good player but not an elite all-star player yet. I guess they're banking on him, or are they just they that confident that this guy is going to be that steady? And he's, you know, for the fact that he was willing to sign 7 years at that rate is also maybe surprising, because, you know what, in 3 years, he might be a bargain basement deal.
I like what you just said, because I believe that the Avalanche believes that this is a guy that may be considered underpaid in 3 or 4 years. And, you know, he's got such a high ceiling, and I think the Avs are really happy that they're at a $5 million annual deal that has this guy under contract for 8 years. I mean, this new deal, it doesn't start until next season, so it's an interesting deal, but I think at the end of the day, I think it's a deal that I think both sides are really happy about, and I think the Avalanche are going to really enjoy it in 3 or 4 years and realize that he is a bargain.
Mike, when you look at the playoffs last year, particularly the play of Makar and Girard when they were together, it was like they had no respect at all for what I'd call traditional D-man play. They were as much on their blue line, or so the offensive blue line, as they were on the offensive goal line. Like, they were all over the ice. Do you think that kind of maybe gave the Avs a sense of what those guys could be together, maybe looking two, 3 years down the road, and then, as you mentioned, 8 years?
Yeah, it was pretty extraordinary. Game one in the Western Conference semifinals, and the Avalanche starts Girard and Makar as a pairing. Like, we never thought that they were going to be paired. I don't think anybody thought that Bednar and company were going to pair these two guys. And then it's game one of the playoffs against San Jose, and these two guys come out, and they did fine. You know, they're so good offensively, but they can also defend. I think Makar needs a little more work than that, because obviously he hasn't played a regular season game or an entire season in the NHL. But both of these guys can have a history of being able to defend in addition to their offensive prowess. And it's interesting, because the Avalanche's top paid D is Eric Johnson at $6 million. And I would say Eric Johnson is probably fourth or fifth on the depth chart in terms of quarterback and a power play on this team. So it's an interesting deal, and I do think that Girard and Makar, given that it's a lefty-righty deal there, I do think that they'll probably be paired a lot next season, if not on opening night there.
Mike, obviously that's great news for Avs fans, but a lot of people on many teams are looking at the RFAs, and to me, the play of Mikko Rantanen is a guy that you really need to get back on. Any movement or any discussion or anything you're hearing about what is going to happen to him after Sebastian Aho takes that offer from Montreal?
Well, I think there's so many other guys in the same boat. I mean, Patrick Laine, Mitch Marner, Kyle Connor, Brock Besser. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many RFAs there that are going to get these big deals. But I think it's just they're all waiting for the domino to fall. And that first guy, I think Aho is certainly an example there. But I think it's going to take another guy or two to really make those dominoes fall. And from what I'm hearing, it might not happen until training camp or preseason. And I'm not sure that's what Mikko's camp wants or believes, but it just seems like all of these players are going to play in the NHL next year, but it seems like a lot of them aren't going to get signed until late in the summer.
What number is 10 million Rantanen's number? Is it 9.5? Any idea what the number is they're looking for?
I expect the Avalanche to come in at 8. I think Rantanen's at 10, and I think they'll meet somewhere around 9, 9.5.
Okay.
But that's just my guess and feeling from what, you know, I've talked to some people in the business, other agents, Miko's agent, I haven't gotten in touch with. I don't think he's taking calls, but yeah, I would think that the Avs surely have to go at least 8, and I think Rantanen's people are good at 10. So, you know, I think they'll probably meet in the middle there. But the thing is I'm not sure it's going to be a long-term deal. It could be a very, very high bridge deal, a 1 or 2 year deal, with, you know, about $9 or $10 million or $9.5 million.
Breaking down the Colorado Avalanche, who today signed Samuel Girard to a $5 million deal for the next 7 years after this year. Mike Chambers joins us from the Denver Post. Mike, you know what? When I look at the team last year, I loved watching the Avalanche play. Obviously, MacKinnon and Rand is probably one of my favorite players in the NHL. But they bolstered that with Burakovsky and Kadri. You know, some of these D-men will be a year older. What do you see as an area of concern, as you know, this team probably won't change a lot before training camp, assuming everyone's there on the opening night. Is there an area of concern for you going to this season for the Avalanche?
Well, I think you have to look at the goaltending. I think that they've definitely improved themselves in terms of secondary scoring with Kadri and Donskoy and Burakovsky. Those additions, I think that, you know, their third and fourth lines are going to be good. I think their D. I think the D on this team is probably the best blue line in maybe 10, 15 years since the good old days of the early 2000s. But in terms of goaltending, there's just not a lot of depth there. You've got a proven guy in Grubauer, but in terms of his backup, you've got this guy, Pavel Francouz, who played in the KHL up until last season when the Avs signed him. And he played, he was an American League All-Star. He's only 6 foot, he catches right, but he's only played in 2 NHL games, so there's not a lot of experience there. He's actually older. He's 29 and Grubauer is 27. So I think they'll be okay, and certainly they'll have a lot of a cap space. I think they've got nearly $16 million in cap space right now. So if the goaltending depth doesn't pan out, I think that they certainly have enough money to go out there and make a trade.
Talking about the Colorado Avalanche with Mike Chambers, they sign Girard to a 7-year extension, $5 million per season. Their young defense, I'll tell you, I think Bowen Byram might be the best. Well, I think he's the best defenseman in the draft for sure. And, you know, physical already. Are they going to be patient with him? Do you think there's a chance that he comes to camp and can earn a job?
Yeah, I definitely think that there's a chance. If there wasn't a chance, I don't think they would have moved Tyson Barrie. I think they're really high on Byram. I think that they are going to give him every opportunity to make the team at a training camp. I think he's going to play his 9 NHL games as an audition. And if he's good enough, I think they'll keep him. But as you said, certainly in terms of the young talent on this blue line, it's pretty incredible. And again, it all goes back to why that the Avalanche or why Tyson Barrie was certainly made expendable.
You know, interesting addition come along with from Toronto was Callie Rosen. Do you see him having a sleeper role on this team? Because there's a lot of guys ahead of him as far as the ice time.
To be honest with you, I really don't know much about this kid.
Okay.
He's 25. He's under contract for the next 2 years at a modest $750. But other than that, I haven't done a lot of research over the last 2 weeks. I've been on the lake a lot. So, I think it seems like he definitely adds there. You know, not only are they really skilled and young on the first and second pairing, but they certainly have a lot of depth. I mean, Mark Barberio, who I think is a pretty good D-man, he barely played here in Colorado last year, and he's a guy at the end of the previous season was playing in the playoffs in the first round against Nashville. So this is certainly a very, very deep blue line here in Colorado.
Is there any concerns at all about goaltending?
Well, like I said earlier, in terms of depth, but I think that they really love Grubauer. They really think that what he did at the end of the, I mean, this team's not in the playoffs unless Grubauer stands on his head over the last 10 games.
Okay.
And that was during a point when they didn't have Rantanen. Rantanen, he didn't play in the last 10 games, and apparently he played in the two playoff series with a fractured leg. But Grubauer really steered this team into the playoffs last year, and I think the Avs are really high on it. It's just the depth and the backup there. But as I said earlier, in terms of cap space, they have plenty of levers to, you know, if the depth of goaltending isn't what they want, they can go out and get another guy.
Mike, we really appreciate this. Get back on the lake. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, boys. Thank you.
Mike Chambers, beat reporter for the Colorado Avalanche.